Welcome to The Lay Disciple. We're continuing our study concerning Jesus the Messiah as predicted in the Old Testament. Today, Tom Murray will continue looking at the book of Daniel, chapter 9, and the countdown of the 77s and the amazing prophecy made by Gabriel concerning the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Keep listening.
Well, welcome back to our studies in what kind of Messiah should not only the world, but what kind of Messiah should Israel actually have been looking for based upon the actual scriptures that address this in the Old Testament. Well, we came then to the actual timetable for the Messiah, which we found was in Daniel chapter 9. And we were looking at the purpose of the 77s that Daniel was told about. And we found that there were six of those purposes. And we have covered the first two, and today we'll begin with the third of those six purposes. And it says, to make an atonement for iniquity. Now, the Hebrew word that's translated here, to make atonement, is the Hebrew word kafar, which has the same root meaning as the word Kippur, from which the Jewish people get Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. So the third purpose then, as stated in Daniel, is to make atonement in some way for iniquity. In fact, it is by means of this atonement that the first two purposes that we've already discussed will also be accomplished, that is, the one of finishing the transgression and making an end of sin. Now, the word translated iniquity refers to inward sin within inside a person. This has sometimes been referred to as the sin nature in a person, or perhaps a more common term among the Jewish people would be what they call the Yetzer Hara, which is the evil inclination to a Jewish mind. Then that brings us to the fourth purpose of the 77s, and it states to bring in everlasting righteousness. Now, this could be more literally translated to bring in an age of righteousness, since the Hebrew word here, olam, O-L-A-M, is better translated as age rather than as the word everlasting in most of our English translation. This age of righteousness, which is to be brought in, is to be the messianic kingdom that is spoken of by the prophets, such as Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 26, later Isaiah in 11, 2-5, and then still later in chapter 32, verse 17. And again, Jeremiah, the prophet, picks this up in Jeremiah 23, 5-6, and later in Jeremiah 33, verse 15, all the way to verse 18. Now, it is this very age that Daniel had been expecting to see established right after the 70 years of captivity. But now he is told by the messenger sent from God that that will only be, that is, the messianic kingdom, will not be until after the 490-year period of the 77s. And that then brings us to the fifth of the six purposes for the 77s, and that is to seal up vision and prophecy. Now, right here, Daniel used a word which means to shut up. That is, to seal up means to cause a cessation of or to completely fulfill. So what is being said here is that the vision and prophecy are to be completely fulfilled, all vision and prophecy, at the end of the 77s. Now, vision in this passage is a reference to oral prophecy, while prophecy refers to written prophecy. So, to seal up vision and prophecy refers to oral as well as written prophecy. because both oral and written prophecy all will cease with the final fulfillment of all revelations. And then the sixth, or the final purpose of the 77s, we're told, is to anoint the most holy place. Now, this is a reference to the Jewish temple, but it's the Jewish temple which is going to be built when Messiah actually returns. It refers to the same temple that Daniel's contemporary, the prophet Ezekiel, described in tremendous detail in chapters 40 to 48 of his prophetic book. That temple will be 1 mile square, and it will sit on top of a 50-mile square plateau, the millennial Mountain of Jehovah's House, where millennial Jerusalem will exist, and from which the Messiah will rule not only Israel, but will rule the whole world as a monarch for the entire 1,000 years or millennium, the millennial reign of the Messiah. Now that brings us to the next point in Daniel regarding the timetable of the Messiah. And that is, if there are 77s determined, what would be the starting point of the 77s, or the 490 years? Well, Daniel was clearly told that when the 77s would begin would be at a certain point in history, and when that began, then the countdown for the 490 years would begin. The angel Gabriel told him, "I want you to know," in verse 25a of chapter 9, "I want you to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem, that is the beginning point." So the 77s would begin with a decree involving the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem. Now, not everything in Persian chronology is as clear as we, of course, would like to have it. And remember that when this decree is actually issued, the Persians will be the empire that is in power. The Babylonians will have been replaced by the Persian, or the Medo-Persian Empire. But even though everything in Persian chronology isn't as clear as we'd like, and there are still some gaps in our knowledge of the history of that period, but from what biblical and from the historical records that we do have, there are four possible answers to the question of which decree by a Persian does this passage in Daniel 9:25a actually refer. Now, one possibility is the decree of the Emperor Cyrus, and that was issued somewhere between the year 538 and 536 B.C. And this did concern the rebuilding of the temple. It didn't specifically mention the city of Jerusalem, but it did, in essence, mention the city, and you'll find this in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 22 to 23. Then the prophet Ezra mentions this in Ezra 1, 1 to 4, and Ezra 6, 1 to 5. Now, the rebuilding of the city is referred to in the book of Isaiah in Isaiah 44, 28, and 45:13. So one option is the decree of Cyrus in 538 to 536. Another option is the decree of Darius Histapes, as recorded in Ezra chapter 6, verses 6 to 12. And that decree of the Persian emperor who followed Cyrus was issued in the year 521 B.C., and it was in essence a reaffirmation of the decree that Cyrus had made in 538-536. Now, the third possibility is the decree of Artaxerxes that was made to Ezra the prophet in Ezra 7, verses 11 to 26. And that decree was issued in the year 458 B.C., and it did contain permission to proceed with the temple service. Then the last, or the fourth option here, is the decree of Artaxerxes to Nehemiah, recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, that was issued in the year 444 B.C. Now, this decree issued to Nehemiah specifically concerned the rebuilding of the walls around Jerusalem. Now, of these four possibilities that I've given you, only the first and the fourth have any real validity in fulfilling the wording that Gabriel gave to the prophet Daniel. It is not necessary for our purpose in this particular study to deal with the various arguments for each option, but one thing is clearly certain. By the year 444 BC, the countdown of the 77s had begun. And now we'll turn our attention to the first 69 of those 77s, which comes out in verse 25 and the B part of verse 25, and I'd like to read that verse to you. So you are to know and to discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, total of 69. It will be built again with plaza and moat, even in times of distress. So what we're told now is about 69 sevens of the 77s, and we are told what is going to happen to these 77s because they are actually divided by the angel Gabriel to Daniel into three separate units. Now, I see that we're out of time for this broadcast. We have less than a minute. And rather than start into the 69 sevens, I would rather catch that in our next broadcast fresh. I do want to encourage you to visit us on our website at www.milktomeat.org, MILKTOMEAT.org, or to contact us on our email address at info@milktomeat.org. We'd love to hear your comments, and we'd love to hear from you. If you're in the Memphis area, you can call us at 901-685-3385. Well, I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Tom. Well, we trust that these programs are helping you on your road to spiritual maturity. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. I'd like to also encourage you to visit our brand-new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of the radio programs. Now join us again next time right here for The Lay Disciple.